Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is Paul Gordo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick it with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
You heard that shit? We're back, motherfucker. This is the UGS Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got a, it's not just the Murder Master Music Show no more. Now we got a fucking, an umbrella. You know how we do this shit, man. We like to put a lot of things together. And man, there's going to be three shows in addition to this one. We're going to have this one. We're going to have KFYB, which stands for Fuck You Bitch Radio, hosted by none other than Six. Only he could host a show like that. But he's got help. He's got the homie Mac J, who's going to bring a lot to the show. And he's got, the lovely ex-adult film star Velvet Rose. Man, I'm looking forward to that show. That show's going to be crazy. And Swoop, you know what I'm saying? He's got a show that he's going to be doing, which is untitled right now. And then me and Swoop, we're going to co-host a show called The Church of Reality, which is going to have a very dark, evil, sinister, satanic vibe to it. No, I'm just fucking with you, man. Basically, what it is we're gonna showcase, we're gonna put the frauds out there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to showcase what's going on in the world, what they're spraying in the skies, what they're putting in the food, what they're brainwashing you with in school, what they're brainwashing you with at church. You know, we're just going to put it out there like that. So be looking for, those shows. And who knows, we might have some more shows. But, man, I got a special fucking guest tonight. It's only the second time I've interviewed this brother. It's a huge honor. I got Gangster Pat, who's a Memphis legend, an icon, a pioneer, the first Memphis recording artist, you know what I'm saying, in rap to get a major label deal, which is fucking crazy, too. Plus, he put out the song Shooting on Narcs, you know what I'm saying? This was before Ice-T's Cop Killer. I mean, NWA already had fucked the police. This guy was talking about shooting them, you know? So, yeah, we got this guy. I talked to him already today, real humble dude, real down to earth. I explained to him what UGS is, what we're all about, man. He said he's going to ride with us. He's down for the movement. So, everybody, welcome Gangster Pat to the fucking Underground Society. But, before we get off in the interview, man, we got a lot of people on staff that help. I mean, we got audio engineer like Jerry, who does phenomenal audio work. You already know what kind of artwork Six does. Got tons of rappers, but we also got a lot of production teams, you know what I'm saying? They're doing big things for Underground Society. We got Layback Entertainment in Canada. They're producing an entire project, UGS for Life, for us. We got Skinny Man out of representing, Minnesota out of the Midwest. And, he's producing the new Dr. Kafar project entirely, man. Fucking crazy beats. Of course, you always know we got Soundmaster T in Chicago. We got a lot of people, man, making beats, man. Dark Eons out of fucking Denmark. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of cats overseas making beats for us. But we also got the homie right here, DJ Sprite. And this cat, what he's doing for us is, man, he's not doing it for us, man. He's doing it on behalf of our brother, Gangsta Crow. We all decided to come together and take Crow's material, put together a mixtape. Jerry's mastering everything. And, a lot of people gave drops. I want to thank and commend everybody that turned in drops. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, man. We got to show the brother love. He's facing some serious fucking time. Don't know how long he's going to be in. So it was a must that we showed him love. Six came through with the artwork, you know what I'm saying? Phenomenal cover. I mean, he took a picture of our brother and just turned it into a fucking Picasso, you know what I'm saying? Gangster rap style. So, this cat, DJ Sprite, he's going to host the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So he also does a lot of mixtape hosting. Matter of fact, he's doing one for Koopsta, who was on the show before. And I'm gonna play a little sample of DJ Sprite's beats, man, so you can check this brother out. He's from Philly, and don't worry, he ain't affiliated with the political asshole motherfucker that we want to stop his brains out. This is a real dude right here, stand up guy, DJ Sprite. Sample of the homie's beat right there. You know what I'm saying? He's got tons of music. That sounds like some shit that Gangsta Nip would just fucking tear apart. Lord Infamous, I mean, he has that real dark style of production. You know what I'm saying? So, get that DJ Sprite, get that Laid Back Entertainment, get that Skinny Man, get that Dark Eon, Soundmaster T. You need beats, those are the people I recommend. Of course, there's a few others which I probably forgot, but fuck it, I'm old. I'm getting old. I don't give a fuck. I did a lot of drugs, too. So, but I'm going to call the homie right now, man, Gangster Pat. He's waiting on our call, man. Get ready for one hell of an interview. I promise you this is going to be nothing less than one of the top, I'd say, five interviews that we've done so far on the show. So, you know what I'm saying? Kick back. Enjoy this interview. Stick around. And if you're on Facebook, share the fucking links, please. Hit up the goddamn boards. Put them on your wall. Encourage others to fucking do the same. Let's get this shit out there the way it needs to be. So here comes Gangster Pat, man. I'm calling him right now. Let's hope Blog Talk don't pull no fuck shit like they've done in the past. But it's all good. They gave me a free month, so fuck it. I'd even have to give them a coupon. Extreme Hello. Couponing with six. Hey, what's up, Pat?
What's going on, homie?
Man, I want to welcome you to the Murder Master Music Show, and I want to thank you for coming on, man.
I really appreciate it. Cool. Hey, man, I appreciate you having me on, man. It's an honor.
Man, I'll tell you what, I was just talking, during the intro of the show that, you know, Ice-T had the song Cop Killer and N.W.A. had Fuck the Police. Yeah. But in between those two songs, you came out with a song just like straight shoot the motherfuckers, you know. What inspires you to make Shooting on Narcs and probably the same shit that inspired a lot of people to say fuck the police, but what really inspired you that happened personal in your life to say, you know what, I'm sick of this shit?
Well, honestly, it was just seeing how low down the narcotics were in Memphis, Tennessee around that time. We talking about like maybe like 89, 88 when the crack epidemic really hit Memphis. And they had this narcotic division. They was just extra super low down. And I watched them ride up on brothers that were out trying to hustle and slam them to the ground, just do all kind of low down stuff. So, you know, that angered me, man. And whenever I got the chance to start recording, you know, I knew I always wanted to write a song that retaliated against them for their brutality. So it's like Shooting on Knox just was a song that was written to express how those guys must have felt when they was going through that. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get them something to say. And it ended up just taking off in the streets. It was like they finally had somebody who understood how they felt so they could use that to kind of send their message, man. And it was a trip because the narcotics heard the record and they threatened that if they ever caught me, you know what I'm saying? It's like it was going to be crucial. But they never caught up with me, thank God. But that's what inspired the record, seeing it actually happen to people.
Now, did you said they never caught up with you, but did you get any kind of threats or backlash from all that?
Oh, I got several threats, man. Actually, the song even made the local news because, you know, a lot of police felt threatened by that. It's like, okay, this guy's telling people to shoot us and stuff like that. So, you know, it got a little publicity locally, man. And, you know, I received threats, but nothing ever happened, though. You know, I continued to perform the record live, and, you know, didn't nothing go down. So,
man, I really respect you because, you know, that's what we do at Underground Society. We just bring it to any motherfucker. Whether it be the president, whether it be the fucking a nun, whether it be a fucking cop, and I really commend you for doing that, man. It's like you, at the time you were like just so like, yo, fuck it, you know, I'm ready to whatever comes my way, and that shows no fear, man. And you know, you got heart, brother.
Appreciate that, brother.
You know, but you know that album right there, Number One Suspect. Did it come out on Joy Boy first, or did it come out on Atlantic first?
Well, actually, it came out on the Strength Records first. Then it was picked up by Joy Boy. They took over the record. Then they got a major distribution deal through Atlantic. So it was going through Joy Boy, then distributed by Atlantic.
Distributed by Atlantic. And you were the first artist in Memphis to have a major label backing you then.
Say that one more time.
You were the first artist from Memphis to have a major label backing you.
Yeah. Rap-wise, yeah. Hip-hop-wise, I was.
Yeah.
Jazzy Faye was actually one of the first artists to have a deal, period. He was doing R&B back at the time, which now he's a producer, you know, big-time rap producer. But he was the first to have a deal on the R&B tip. I was the first to have a deal on the rap tip.
Yeah. That had to have made you feel like, shit, man, I'm going to take over the game. And then all of a sudden, you know, the record's like, you know, in disarray. What exactly happened?
Man, I honestly, I can tell you, it was kind of the gift and the curse at the same time. You know, Memphis is a very hard city to please musically at times. So it's like, yeah, I was the first cat with a rap deal, so you know, I could let that weigh over me. But at the same time, I was also the first cat to take on all the hate that the city had to offer. Because see, cats now, you got Yo Gotti, you can hate, you got 8-Ball, MD, you can hate the Kia Shaw, you got a lot of different artists you can hate. Back then, it wasn't nobody but Gangsta Pat, you know. So in one sense, it was beautiful. It was sweet. In another sense, it was crucial, man, because we were getting, you know, it's like everywhere we go to do a show, fights was breaking out. You know, people were threatening me, threatening to shoot us up and all that kind of stuff. So it was bittersweet, man. It was the gift and the curse.
Yeah. We definitely weathered the storm. But before we go on, let's go back before that. You was with OTS, right?
Yeah.
Now, OTS Records, tell them something. I know 8-Ball MJG, but who else was on OTS?
Man, well, once upon a time, OTS had everybody. They had Tila. They had, just everybody you can name was coming up to OTS. 3-6 Mafia was down at OTS. Just everybody in the city, man. Anybody you can think of from Memphis was at OTS. You say it again?
Skinny Pimp was, wasn't he?
Yeah, Skinny Pimp used to come around. They never signed directly with OTS, but far as coming to the studio recording, OTS only signed three artists, really. That was me, Radical T, and 8-Ball and MJG, which a lot of people don't know. I'm the one that discovered 8-Ball and MJG. They just never gave me credit for it. You know what I'm saying?
You never got credit, man. That's
they
that's
never
shame.
Gave me credit. Never.
I mean, to this day, I mean, you, to this day? I mean, have you talked to them guys at all? Or?
Man, I hadn't seen Ball and G in a while. I probably seen them, like, in traffic. Like, I was in Atlanta some years ago. They was doing a video shoot at the Velvet Room. I had someone to go in there and tell them I was at the door. But, you know, it's like it wasn't no love, no response, no nothing like that. No, come on in, let them come on in. You know, none of that, man. So, you know, I just kept my distance away from them cats. But far as discovering them, yeah, I'm the first dude that ever took them in a studio, ever put anything behind them, you know, and they took that and ran with it, man. It's like if I wouldn't have never discovered them, I'm not saying they wouldn't have never made it as artists, but it wouldn't have happened for them then. It would have probably been years on down the line, you know, because then nobody started messing with them until I brought them around. So, but no,
yeah.
I never got no credit for that, so I don't really speak on it because I don't have to ride off their name or nothing like that. I got my own lane. So I just never really got into it, you know, never really spoke on it publicly, but
yeah.
As far as the OTS label, like I said, man, we had everybody in the city at once upon a time, you know.
And it's crazy, though, man. A lot of the people in my circle and people I fuck with, there's a lot of shit we've done that we haven't got credit for either. And,
yeah.
You know, I can feel that, though. I can feel that. It's not like me personally, like some of the people that I put on, you know what I'm saying, or helped over the years.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, just look back and be like, hey, thanks, bro.
You know
what I'm saying? You know, I'm not saying throw hundreds back there at me or anything like that, although that would be nice. Fuck it.
Yeah, definitely. I never asked them for anything, man. You know,
yeah.
It's like I would have appreciated if they would have just said, man, you know, hey, shout out to Gangsta Pat, man, for, you know, getting us that first opportunity. That's all. I would have been satisfied after that, but I never got none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Get you on a song or, you know.
None of that. I never asked them to be on none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I got my own lane. I don't have to ride off nobody else. But if they would have offered that, I would have been appreciative. You know what I'm saying? I would have been glad to do it. Even now today, if they came down and said, look, man, you know, you put us on, let's do something together. I'm still with it because I'm all about helping people, man.
Yeah.
I always try to help people any way I can, you know, because somebody helped me.
Yeah,
you know, so you try to get that back, you know.
Unity, definitely.
Yeah, definitely,
you know,
man.
But now let's fast forward again. You put out the album, and you decide you went. Where did you go to try it after Joy Boy?
Yeah, after I left
Power.
Joy Boy, yeah, Power Records was the next venture, which ended up being another mistake, you know. But it kept my name going, you know. It's like. And that was most important to me is just putting music out. You know what I'm saying? That's all my purpose was. I just wanted people to hear my music and feel my music, and that's it. I wasn't chasing no fame, wasn't chasing none of that, just wanted to get the music out there. So the Power Records deal came along, and then that turned into a distribution deal with Ichiban, you know, which was like a mini major. They had MC Breed at the time. Jumped right on tour with Breed, you know, went around the country touring with him, and that stint ended. A few years after that, I did three records with them, all about coming up, the Sex, Money, and Murder, and the Deadly Verses.
And
the Homicidal Lifestyle was a record that they had some songs in mind, and they just put that together.
They put
which I wasn't tripping because at the time I didn't have a record out, so that kept my name going. I got a chance to do shows off of it, so I made money off of it too. So, you know,
tripping. Those records that you're speaking of are classic too. I mean, you know, let's talk about Deadly Verses right there. That song to me is just fucking phenomenal. Do you still get feedback from that song?
Man, I get a lot of feedback. That song is probably going to outlive me. You know, that song, we did that song in 93 and it released in 94. You know, so that goes to show you the longevity of it. You know, that alone with I Want to Smoke is like those songs, people just won't let them die. And I appreciate that because when I wrote those songs, man, I didn't think that shit would probably make it past the front door, you know. And for people to just keep them living like that, man, I'm so appreciative of that, man. And it feels good to hear people say, I like Deadly Verses. I like I Want to Smoke, you know. It's a good feeling, man. It's a blessing, you know.
Yeah, and you, you know, you put out, I mean, how many records total would you say you put out throughout your career?
Man, I don't know. Probably maybe about 12.
Yeah.
And all, you know. Somewhere up in there. And that's just the stuff that was released. I got albums that never got released, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, you got some shit in the vault then?
Oh, man, I got plenty in the vault. Because I always, my thing was, I'm a studio rat. I love the studio. Doing shows and being a, you know, a well-known artist, that's cool. But my passion is being in the studio. I like twisting knobs, recording and engineering and mixing. That's my thing, you know what I'm saying? So I was always in the studio, man. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you produce. Yeah. You got production. I mean, Deadly Verses. You did that one, right? You produced it?
Yeah. Yeah, I produced all my stuff.
So how did you decide to come up with that song?
That's in the studio one night. It's like writing songs. It's like tuning your mind into different frequencies. It's like when you tune in a certain frequency, it just comes. You know, it's not something you can just plan out. Oh, I'm finna get ready to go write a hot song. It don't happen like that. It just comes. Some force somewhere sends it to you, way far out in the universe somewhere, and you just have to focus and tune into that frequency so you can receive them messages. And it's like when that stuff hit me, it's like somebody else sending it to me, man. I just write it. I had no idea that song would be that hot. I just came up with the idea, put the villain on it. You know, we did our little back and forth thing, and the, you know, with the triple tongue and the stuff like that, and it just worked.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
After your stint with the Power Records, Red Rum, obviously you came out with the Story of My Life, I believe.
Yeah, Story of My Life.
And you started putting out records, on your own label this time.
Yeah.
And shortly thereafter, you got into beef with the 3-6. What was the whole story behind that? I mean, I've seen the documentary, I know, but a lot of cats haven't.
Yeah. Well, see, a lot of people don't know this, but 3-6 Mafia used to be 666 Mafia. Before that, they was the serial killers. You know, it's like they was trying to come up with all these gimmicks to find the edge, and they finally found it and it worked for them. But before that, you know, they did a lot of diss records. I guess they felt like, well, okay, won't nobody help us get on, we're just going to diss everybody, and hopefully that'll draw some attention. Which it did, you know. They dissed me, they dissed Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, and that kind of helped them get some national attention, you know. But the disses were for no reason. It was just out of the blue. It was just I'm going to try to get my name out that diss, because they had no reason to diss me. You know, I never dissed them, never even spoke on them in my music ever. So, you know, I kind of took offense to that. It's like, y'all ain't even got no reason to diss me. Okay, I would respect if you would have came to me and said, look, man, we're trying to get on. We're going to throw some disses at you, but it's all love, though. I can understand that. You know, people try to do whatever they got to do to get in the game. I don't knock nobody hustle. But when you just calling names and saying stuff about people that ain't true just to get your name out there, then, yeah, I got a problem with that. You know, so I lashed out. I did the Tear the Club Down. You know, Tear the Club Up was a record that I did first. You know, and I guess they took that concept and they used it and they made it their single. It wasn't a single for me. It was just a song on Deadly Verses that I was just giving shout-outs. You know, and they took that, they made it their single, and they made some noise with the record. I wasn't mad at that, but I guess it wasn't enough for them. They got to come with the dissing and the animosity behind and the drama because, you know, yeah, dissing, beef does, you know, generate attention. You know what I'm saying? So they used that beef in their favor, and they blew up with it. Wasn't never mad at it. Wasn't never hating them. The reason I did Tear the Club Down is because after y'all got a little fame, then it was the, okay, y'all just picking with me now. You know, it's a 999 now. You know, we use you to get on, and we ain't fucking with you. So it's like, okay, now y'all going to make me come at y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I did the Tear the Club Down record. But after that diss record, you know, the beef never got to where... Well, it almost got physical one time because we bumped into Juicy J at Artist Studios, you know. And, you know, me, I wasn't really tripping. You know, I was about ready to stick my hand out and shake his hand. You know, I thought he was just like, hey, we cool. But he walked past us, didn't say nothing, didn't look up, and he ended up bumping shoulders with one of my homies, you know. And I don't hang with no suckers, so you rub shoulders, man, that, you know, it's probably going to be on after that. So we got into a small confrontation. He was strapped, we weren't strapped. So he let us know he was strapped, but we still in his face, still, you know, still beefing with him. You gonna shoot, you gonna kill, you know. I ain't afraid of none of that. So that's the only time that the beef ever really got serious. Like,
yeah,
it was something about to go down. But other than that, bunch of he say, she say, you know, niggas running their mouth, niggas who ain't even contributing nothing to the situation, just want to get in some kind of way, got something to say, you know. I ain't really paying no attention to that shit, so I just let it die down. You know, it's like right now today, I don't have a problem with them guys. I look at that shit as some shit in the past. You know, I wish we could all come together and help some of these other rappers from Memphis get in the game, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't about us no more. It's about the future, even though we still relevant, but it's about the future of the game and not letting these tight jean swag hollering motherfuckers take over this shit and ruin it for good.
It's swaggish,
you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bullshit right there.
They're killing the game.
That shit is bad,
man,
for the game.
They're killing
it. It's turning our soldiers into materialistic homosexuals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's crazy.
Real shit, man. We were talking about this earlier, about the twisted testicles and all that fucking shit.
Yeah, that's
people don't understand, it's real.
No, they don't understand.
Their nuts are getting rotten and falling off. And it ain't even from no fucking venereal disease.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
They're giving it to themselves with their genes, faggot-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Well, okay, here we are, man, in 2012. You put your last record out. Dro, you put that out, what, in 2005, was it?
That was 2004.
Wow. Yeah. Man, I know we're going to get into a little bit about what you've been doing, but, man, why did you wait so long to come back?
Because I was fed up with the industry. See, people don't understand. Music and the industry are two different things. You know what I'm saying? I never stopped doing music. I stayed in the studio still recording because that's what I love to do. I just wasn't running my stuff through the industry. You know? So it's like when people don't see you navigating through the industry, they probably assume that you're not in it no more. I ain't never left music. I never leave music. It's in my blood. You know what I'm saying? I always wake up and twist knobs and play guitars and keyboards and all that. I do that every day, all day. But I was just sick of the industry, the politics of the industry, because it started to be not so much about the music, but artists were being worshipped for the kind of car that they had, the kind of chain that they wore. To me, that's bitch shit. Women only worry about what men wear, not other men. Other men ain't supposed to worry about what another man wearing or got on. So when all that shit started to come about, it started being less about the music, and I just wasn't feeling the industry, so I just really wasn't participating in none of that shit because I seen where it was headed. You know?
Yeah. Total demise. That's why we started the Underground Society, because we're like, okay, man, let's unify cats in different states, but let's expand further and unify motherfuckers in different countries, and we're all against that swaggered shit.
Yeah,
you know, we had 100-something members. Every once in a while, we have to, you know, toss one out the window because we find out they're bitch-like. But then we gain new people like yourself, man. I want to thank you for getting involved with this movement and wanting to be a part of it, man, because it's one big umbrella, and once we get enough recognition, everybody under that umbrella is going to get fucking recognition. And I thank you, you know, for being that guy who's been in the industry, who has a name, you know, like JT Money and other cats, you know what I'm saying, K Reno. I want to thank you for being a part of this, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you all for creating it, because we need that. We didn't have nothing before the Underground Society. We didn't have nobody sticking up for us and wanting to keep us relevant and build a community that we can network with, you know what I'm saying, and share all our music and ideas and stuff like that. We needed that. So I want to thank you guys for creating something like that. You know, I wish something like that had been around sooner, but hey, man, no better time than the present, you know what I'm saying? So, man, like I said, I appreciate you guys for putting it together, man. I'm honored to be a part of it, man. I'm going to support it to the end.
That's real shit, man, definitely, and you know, we're honored to have you. It's the same reason we started, because we saw what the fuck was going on with the game. We saw the Spice Ones and the Gangsta Pats and the, you know what I'm saying, people like you that just getting slept on by these things. They're not even, you can't even call them men or women. I don't know what the fuck they are, like Little B, you know, wearing skirts and his grandma's earrings. It's like, what the fuck? How do you go from one fucking extreme to the other? You know what I'm saying? It's like it just doesn't. It sickens me because you know, a lot of you guys got families to support. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers over here, you know, they ain't got families because they're sticking dick in the booty. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
it's like, man, the game's twisted. But I'm going to take a caller, man. This is the homie Mac J, if he's still on the line. I know he lived in Memphis for a while, man, so I'm pretty sure he would have a question or two for you. Mac, you there?
No doubt.
Yeah, this is me, man. Can you hear me?
Cool.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's up? UCS for life, free Gangsta Co and all the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Gangsta Pat. What's good with it, man?
Man, not much. Everything good with you, homie?
Yeah, man. I just want to know, like, I had ran across you years ago back in the Brookwood, back in the day with my homie Bookie back in the day.
Yeah.
And I just I always want to know, what's it like knowing you was one of the first cats to come out in Memphis and still your shit rocking harder than, I say, 97.7% of the motherfuckers that's coming out still to this day. You know what I'm saying? Your shit timeless and still stand. I put your shit up against any motherfucking shit right now.
Wow,
and they can't hold their water with it.
Wow, hey, it feel good to hear you say that, brother. No doubt, man. I mean, it's a good feeling, man, you know, just to know I helped, you know what I'm saying, pave the way, you know, for other artists to come out as well, because Memphis could be a city right now easily without no rap scene. I mean, you still got cities out there that's got football teams and still don't have a major rap scene. So Memphis could have been one of them cities, and just to know that I contribute, you know what I'm saying, to pulling Memphis in the game to compete with all the rest of the cities musically, it's like, man, it's a blessing, man. I'm glad I was a part of that. I'm glad God put me in a position at that time to make that happen, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good feeling when you hear people say, man, you know, you one of the pioneers, or you were not one of them, because ain't no such thing as one of the first. When people run a race, and the first race across the finish line, you don't say, well, he one of the first people to win the race. That don't make sense. I'm the first. Wasn't nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So by me being the first, like I said, it's a good feeling, man. I'm honored, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man, I salute you, dog, because, like I say, I come, you know, I'm from Chicago area, and I moved to Memphis. I graduated from Hillcrest, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I'm a Viking too, homie.
You know, I used to live in the Kingsgate for hella years back when it was the Winslows and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, man, that's the hood. That's where I'm my stomping ground, man, no doubt.
Yeah. So I always want to salute. We done had Squeaky and Zerk been on and A-Ball and them been on, but you was always that originator. You always put on for Black Haven, dog, and I salute you for that, dog. We screamed BAZ because of you, not because of Paul and all them. They was behind you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
And Cat still recognize that, man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that love, for sure.
We've been looking for you, man. Every Memphis artist I have on this motherfucking show, where the hell is Cat?
I've been hid away from the industry, you know, but like I said, I still been doing music. I just ain't been in the industry, but I appreciate you guys reaching out, man. It feels good to hear that, no doubt, man.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thanks a lot, Mac.
Thanks, prayers. UGS for life, baby.
UGS for life, my brother. Yeah, see what I'm saying? That's the camaraderie we got right there, man. And yeah, we respect legends. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we gotta pay homage when we see these fuck boys who are doing styles similar to what you're doing or what Nip is doing or what this guy's doing or that guy's doing. And they're not coming back saying, hey, I want a beat from Pat or I want a verse from Pat. It's disgusting. So we gotta go at them. Call them out and expose them. Like if I have a mainstream artist on this show, and you know what I'm saying, they're talking pro, you know that swagged shit. I got to be like, nah, man, I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we definitely we got some more callers up in here, man. I'm gonna take another call or two, and we're gonna play Smoking on a Palm.
Wow.
But who we got out of 651?
Okay.
Yeah, you there? 651?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Pat, man? Hey, what's up, President? Skinny Man.
Skinny Man. Hey, Pat, this is one of our members of the group, and he's also a dope-ass producer, man.
Wow. Hey, good to meet you, homie.
Man, I just wanted to say thanks for all you do, man. Gangsta Pat, man. I probably got every one of your albums except the one you just mentioned, man. And every time I bought one of your albums, man, I knew I was getting a Gangsta Pat album. Not an industry album, straight up Gangsta Pat album. Man, I definitely appreciate your work, man, that you've been doing over the years, man.
Hey, man, thanks for the love and support, man. You know what I'm saying? Because without cats like yourself, I wouldn't have no ground to stand on, man. So you cats like you keep me going, man. So thank you, man, for supporting.
Man,
you know
nah, thank you, man. Man, I'm glad to hear you on the show, too. I sent you an email a couple months ago trying to get you on the show, man, because I just wanted to hear from you, man. Yeah.
Okay.
On your Facebook.
Okay. We've been looking for you like the fucking CIA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
You know.
Wow, man. But, yeah, definitely appreciate your work, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate you taking time to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny, man, I appreciate you calling in and all the, you know what I'm saying, love you've been showing on the ground society, brother. Thank you, man.
No problem, sir.
Yeah, much love, Skinny. Show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's the homie Skinny, man. He's working on a project for us right now, producing the whole thing, man. My brother, the Bad Blacks album. Like I told you earlier, man, cats, when I announced you were going to be on the show, man, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, was like, yeah, that's what's up. That's what we're looking for, man. But we want to get to the song, man. This new song, Smoking on a Pound, man. Is it? I heard it, but you know, for the fans, is it similar to I Want to Smoke or is it something different? Because I want to smoke, you know, kind of like just, you know, hey, I want to smoke a blunt or two. Now you're talking about smoking on a pound, man. You done upgraded your supply a little bit.
Yeah, man. No sense of going backwards, man. You got to go forward. But, yeah, it kind of puts you in the mind of I Want to Smoke type of song, man. I just wanted to keep that same feel. You know, if it's working, you got to stick with it. So I kept that same respect and same feel of it, man. I think people will like it. If you smoke that kush, I think you're going to like it.
Definitely. All right, man, here it is. Gangster Pat Smoking on a Pound. If you can't hang on the line, man, I got a few more questions for you, brother. And, yeah, we'll be right back here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Cool.
Like I'm about to float up in the clouds and spread my wings. Things be looking so beautiful when I be smoking it loud. Eyes red, so many thoughts in my head. I'm off in another world. That Mary Jane be digging so deep in my brain. She like my other girl. I guess she got her hooks in me. I can't go a day without blowing them trees. Hydrochronic leaves be breaking me down to my knees. Give me your back of that sticky with no seeds. And I'm straight for the night. I gotta give me a cigar. Guess who's gonna be my day for the night? Dim the lights and light up the end of that weed. We finna get high as a meat coat. I like to watch how the smoke floats up to the sky. Don't ask me why. I guess I'll be tripping sometime. The weed be just as fine. I'm always in search of the kush, man. And whoever got it, then that's my guy. Loud smelling, ain't no telling how many drunks I'ma smoke. I'm in hell and ain't no telling how many times I'ma choke. I'm rolling them back to back. Y'all know I'ma get down. And if you ready to come around,
I'll be smoking on a pound.
They could be calling my name. It's got me rambling through my ashtray. Leaning for that green, I mean, I'm trembling if I don't give me a hit. I'm rolling the Vic, nothing but big buzz. They so big, they won't even be able to see. God, nigga, I'm finna light up them low clouds. I'm smoking the air. I'm always feeling, I know I smoke too much, but I really don't care. I got the habit in my system, it's my IV. And if it ain't they kush, then I'm allergic like poison IV. And I be busting them switches down the middle with these. Then I fill it with trees, light up the ass in and inhale, and then I release the smoke. It's cousin is making me choke, I gotta catch my breath. I feel like I'm falling back to the earth, and I gotta catch myself. I'm rolling as tight as I can, man, I wish you can hit this. Pulling out another switch, so sweet, I'm about ready to split this. And up in the pit with Chris, light it up, hitting it back to the ground. You know where I can be found.
Smoking on a pound.
Yeah. I'm so high off this.
clouds and spread my wings. Things be looking so beautiful when I be smoking it loud. Eyes red, so many thoughts in my head. I'm off in another world. That Mary Jane be thinking so deep in my brain. She like my other girl, I guess she got her hooks in me. I can't go a day without blowing them trees. Hydrochronic leaves be breaking me down to my knees. Give me a bag of that sticky with no seeds, and I'm straight for the night. I gotta give me a cigar. Guess who's gonna be my day for the night? Dim the lights and light up the end of that weed. We finna get high as a mean coke. I like to watch how the smoke floats up to the sky. Don't ask me why. I guess I be tripping sometimes. The weed be just that fine. I'm always in search of the Kush man, and whoever got it, then that's my guy. Loud smelling, ain't no telling how many drunks I'ma smoke. I'm in hell and ain't no telling how many times I'ma choke. I'm rolling them back to back. Y'all know I'ma get down, and if you ready to come around,
I'll be smoking on a pound of that sticky. You can come around and smoke it with me. I'll be smoking on a pound of that sticky. Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely puts you in the mind of I Wanna Smoke, man, but 2012 twist on it, man. Real good song. Real good song, man. But yeah, you there, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. I lost you there, man. Yeah, real good song. Is that on an album that's coming out, or is this just a single for right now, or?
Yeah, it's just a single for right now. Really kind of like a tester, you know, just to see if people going how receptive they'll be to it. I just threw it on YouTube just to see the response I would get off of it. But, yeah, I don't know whether it's going to be a main single or not, but it's definitely going to be on the album for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, another question I want to ask you, man. You kind of got off into another little career for a while, man. Why don't you let the people know a little bit about what that was all about?
Oh, you talking about the pimping?
Yeah, the pimping.
Oh, okay, I can
pimping
explain that easy. Well, huh?
Pimping these hoes.
Yeah. I was honestly, man, to tell you the truth, it wasn't like I just woke up one morning and said, oh, I'm going to start pimping now, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't like that at all. That's something I never really been around, you know what I'm saying? I was lured into it. You know, I met this chick that was working at the strip club. She chose up. She had left a big time pimp from Milwaukee or somewhere like that. Came to Memphis and she was just digging me, man. And this chick was just start giving me money, you know. So I'm like, wow. But I always held her money, never touched it. And you know, I was like, one day we was kicking, and I was like, you know, I still got all the money. You know what I'm saying? You gave me. It was like a big knot of money. I was like, here you go. I've been holding it for you. She was like, I don't need that. Pull out another knot and gave that to me. So I'm like, damn, you know. You know, I'm thinking about this. As far as, you know, waiting on 30, 60, 90 days for a royalty check, it's like, here go $2,000-$3,000 right here, cash money, tax-free. You know, so I started, you know, just really kicking it with this chick, man, and, you know, she started luring other chicks in, and before you know it, man, it just turned into the game, you know. And it's like, we was out of town one time, and I met this other big-time pimp, and he was like, so you pimping now? I'm like, nah, I ain't no pimp, man, I just kick it with these hoes. And he was like, well, you know, you might as well be, because you facing the same dangers that a real pimp faces, because, you know, whenever them hoes get in some trouble, they're going to expect you to have their back. So I thought about it. I'm like, this nigga ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? So I just started, you know, learning from other pimps and stuff and just applying the game. And slowly but surely, you know, before I realized that I was in it full-fledged, traveling from state to state, car full of hoes and shit like that. But, you know, it's strictly for the money, man. It wasn't because I felt like I was just that cold of a nigga on hoes and shit. I could just do it like that. But I was lured into it. So that's how that played out.
Now, was your pimp hand gentle or was it ruthless?
I mean, the only time I had to get gorilla is when, you know, and when a hoe, you know, tried to physically disrespect me. Because, you know, if you don't watch a hoe, it'll kick your ass, too. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't going to be none of that, you know. So that's the only time I ain't really with hitting no women. I've never really hit no woman with no closed hand or no black eye, no none of that shit. Just maybe grab them and shake them up and let them know, look, I'm a man. You can't be putting your hands on no man now, you know. That's about far as it went. You know,
yeah.
All that other shit that you see them pimps do beating their heart on, I didn't have to do it like that.
You didn't have the dog chain on them and you know, kicking them and burning them with cigars.
Wow.
None of that.
Yeah, see, a pimp do all that. Look, he, a pimp do all that when they run out of shit to say. You know what I'm saying? They do all that when they run out of shit to say. When a man run out of stuff to say, he uses hands then.
Yeah.
I ain't had to do that shit because I always had something to hit him with verbally. You can break a woman down just with words, man. You ain't got to use your hands.
Yeah, it only makes sense. I mean, you're a wordsmith anyway with the raps. I mean, shit.
There you go. There you go.
You know? But yeah, definitely, man. That's what's up, man. Well, I'm definitely glad to see you. You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't gone nowhere, but you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see you coming out with some new stuff for us because we've been fiending for this shit. I had the pleasure of reviewing the Dro and interviewing you. The only time I interviewed you, which was with your hometown magazine at the time, Street Masters. So, man, goddamn.
Hey, look, that was a nice article, by the way. I appreciate that, too, man.
Oh, yeah, we had the weed and everything out there, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bandana, all that shit was just sick as fuck, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I got a lot of it. It was like a double page layout, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
so I appreciate that.
Even when
we was buying ads in the stores, I never had a double page. Y'all the first one that gave me a double page layout. I never had that before, man.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, that, you know, you got to pay homage to these legends, man. I mean, we brought legends on the show like that have never even been interviewed like in 25 years, like DJ Reddy Red.
Yeah,
you know
I love Reddy Red.
Man,
I
just like, it's like, why ain't kids, you know, interviewing these guys, man? So that's our job. That's what we do. But I want to get off a little weed talk, man. I'm going to bring my brother Six on the line. This motherfucker lives right by Harborside, which is like the biggest weed dispensary in the United States. So maybe you guys could chop it up on some herb for a few seconds.
Must be nice, man. Must be nice. Wow.
What the hell?
What's going on,
y'all?
Homie?
I co-sign all that shit. The fucking swaggot, fucking faggot ass industry, man. It's a crooked ass punchy game, man. And it's being promoted to the public like this. It should be the norm, but yeah.
I know it, man.
Man, you smoking on anything right now? Cause I gotta say, if you haven't tried this KC Jones Silver shit, I'm about
not
to
right this
out.
Minute. Look, I did all that shit last night. I'm on the hunt now, man. I got to go re-up. I'm out right now, man. I ain't even lie to you. I'm about to go pop in a little while, though, so I should be straight around 11, 12 o'clock. So.
You got to stay high, though. You got to keep your shit naked. Right now, I'm about to go jump up in the sky and slap God in the face right quick.
Man.
I'm gonna do some shit like that.
I know exactly what you mean, my brother. Well, that's the kind of shit I'd like to be on, man. If it don't get me there, I don't even want it, man. I'd rather go without.
Nobody wants to smoke no punk ass. For sure.
Hell no, man.
You know, first and foremost, I mean, welcome to Underground Society, man. You know, we've been doing this shit. Underappreciated, you know, all that shit. And we're glad to bring folks like y'all around. Help shed some light on the underground of what y'all been doing and continue to do because the mainstream ain't giving y'all no fucking love or fucking MTV and that shit. Need to make our own fucking network and that's what you trying to do, man. Just make our own network and expand on our fucking own because if they ain't going to give us our own lane, fuck it. You know, you build your own lane.
There you go, man. There you go. That's what it's all about, staying in your own lane. Because, I mean, the worst thing the hip-hop community could do is depend on radio and video, you know, like video stations to determine what they should listen to. That's crazy. And that's what they trying to do. They trying to program y'all to listen to what they want you to hear. And that ain't hip-hop. That ain't the culture. That ain't underground. Underground is free expression. You listen to whatever sounds good to you, not what they push on you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. That's why I'm glad we got the Underground Society, man, because that gives people like me a voice to speak out and a whole community to bag it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, worldwide, too. Worldwide. You know, Six, hey, as always, thanks for checking in with me, brother.
Oh, for sure. And come here soon, also. Soon as maybe.
Yeah, no doubt. Much love, Six. For sure.
Yeah, that's our official graphic artist right there, man. You ever need any artwork, man? That dude's a beast. He don't just Photoshop.
Man,
I mean, he actually does art. So,
wow.
You know.
I'll check out some of his work, man, because I ain't got no album cover done yet. So, hey, who knows? You know what I'm saying?
We'll send it to you, man, definitely.
Yeah.
You know? But, Man, before I let you go, man, you've been with us for a long time, and I really appreciate it. I know you got to get that chronic, that herb, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Man, is there anything, looking back at your career, is there any thing that you wish that you could have accomplished that you haven't?
I just wish I could have put more people on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hate. I never got in a position like certain artists did, you know, to where they got their own label and got major deal and they was able to create channels to bring new artists in. You know, at the time, you know, that I was at the peak of my career, that wasn't really big amongst the rap community. A lot of people didn't have their own labels with major distributions and all that control back then. I just wish I would have had more of that because, you know, I could have pulled more people from the city in because it's all about putting people on, man. That's what this rap shit is all about with me. I've always tried to help people. You know what I'm saying? I've helped a lot of people, but just never got the credit for it. So I just wish I could have done more, man, you know, to give back. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, if it wasn't for the people, it wouldn't be no me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I feel like I wish I could have done more of in the rap game.
You know what, man? I've asked that to people, and I've heard, I wish I would have got this platinum, that platinum. You just gave the most unselfish answer I've ever heard, man. Anybody listening out there, you got to fucking respect that. And you know what I'm saying? That's some real shit right there, man. Real unselfish shit. There's a lot of selfish motherfuckers out there, man. I can tell you definitely in one of them, man. So much props to you, Pat. And before we go, man, could I get a drop for the radio show?
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt, no doubt.
It's called the Murder.
What's the call letter? What's the call code?
It's called it's the Murder Master Music Show, and you know it's hosted by me, Prez, like President.
Okay. Prez. Murder Master Music Show. Cool. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Yo, this your boy Gangsta Pat, straight out the M-Town, man. And you listening to the Murder Master Music Show with my boy Prez, man. One and only, man. Much love. Gangsta Pat, 2012.
Man, that's what's up. Hey, thank you. And I want to let you know you're welcome on this show any fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Whoever we have on the show. I mean, we've had legends come on and talk to other legends. Like, you know, we had Mastermind of Nodis talk to JT Money.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy because look at the two different genres. Both of them cats were selling mad units at the same time, but different parts of the country and different genres. You know, and that's the contrast we have. So, you know, if I have somebody on here that you want to talk to or vice versa, they want to talk to you, I'll get at you, man, and you're welcome. You're a revolving door, homie.
Man, I appreciate all. That's my new home. I'd definitely be back. They ain't heard the last of me on the Murder Music Master Show. You can believe that, man. Definitely coming back, man, for sure.
Hey, thank you, man. You and yours be safe, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, Prez. Much love, man.
No doubt. Peace, bro.
Peace out.
Man, what a fucking show, y'all. To me, that's another legendary show. What a way to come back. This shit reinvigorated me. I'm ready now. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a little break. You know, a lot of shit been going on. On top of all the problems we got in our lives, the last thing we need is to deal with people's bullshit. Now, I'll tell you a little story. A story about a man who went to work one day at a YMCA trying to help people. And this rude, I mean, you know, this guy, I mean, he went through all kinds of shit this day. You know, bums shitting on the floor. You know, he had to break up a few fights. He was breaking up this one fight, and this kid hit him in the fucking face. Another kid stole some money from him. You know, he found out his wife was sucking the preacher's dick down the street. And then, to top it all off, some asshole decides to call this guy and give him the business, and he just fucking went nuts. And we obtained the actual audio recording of this incident. It's just horrible. I mean, I'm heartbroken by this shit. Check this out.
Greenpoint Family YMCA, John speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, John. This is Billy Bottom Suckcock. And I was just wondering, how much is it to get a membership?
How much it is to get... What's your name?
Membership. How much is for a membership, sir?
Okay, you asked. You said your name was what?
Billy Bob.
And what was your last name? I'm sorry.
Billy Bob Suckbomb.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, why? You don't understand what I'm saying?
No, I didn't understand what you're saying. That's why.
Hey.
I'm asking you.
Hey, I don't need you to be fresh. It's a friendly
not
place.
Not fresh. I just didn't understand what you said, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, but your tone of voice. Can I please speak to somebody else?
Okay, I'm so sorry that I can't give you a sweet tone of voice. That's my
voice. Well, I figured you would. You got that little fruity voice, and now you want to get smart
with
me.
What are you being fucking stupid? Don't bother me, man. I'm busy. I'm working.
Hey,
okay?
You're jerking it. Why don't you put your man's grip on the line?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck your mother.
Cock, you stupid monkey fuck.
Fuck your mother, you bitch.
Are you serious?
Man, those fucking punks. I mean, how could they do that to that poor asshole? I mean, Jesus Christ. All the shit that happened to that guy that day. Man, people nowadays, I swear to Christ. Shit, man, we've only got off into one song so far, so you know we got to get off into some more shit, man. But since Pat just left the show, man, let's do this shit right. Deadly Verses.
Deadly ass verses, we dropping this shit like bombs. These niggas be talking that shit and they wanna run up, but they know they can't keep us. Deadly ass verses, we dropping this shit for you hoes. The villain is now in effect, I'm about to show them how you gonna flow. The villain is chilling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling. You niggas are fighting, I'm back in the life, and I'm thinking you dead on the top. I felt I had no choice, you didn't kill it, I'm niggas, but not to see. I don't know how, what the fuck I got in it, I really don't know. Started up under the shooting, but I know that I finished it, so I rock like ripping my clock, and I swear to everyone, I so fall.
Season two, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, show number 26. But like I said in the beginning, man, we're going to have other shows. You know what I'm saying? We got Fuck You Bitch with Six. You know what I'm saying? Mac J, the lovely Velvet Rose. We got a Swoop got a show, and then me and Swoop got the Church of Reality. We're going to be speaking on these pedophiles in the church. We're speaking on the political realm, all kinds of different things. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be giving you a reality sermon every fucking Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Just instead of going to that steeple and hear a bunch of bullshit, why don't you come here and hear some reality? So that's what we're on right now. Man, I'm going to play my homie Big Zach, man. This cat came to me, you know what I'm saying? His music, he's just starting off. He's a young kid. He's just starting off in the game. And, you know, I've been giving him tips, and he's really, you know, he's starting to step his game up, man. And, you know, I'm proud of little brother, man. He's definitely doing his thing. This is a little song. It's called Artificial. It's about these fake fucks in the game. You know what I'm saying? Another 90s baby that I was able to deprogram, because a lot of these motherfucking 90s babies, they grow up in a world where they turn on the TV, all they see is Lil Wayne. All they see is Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? They don't know about Gangsta Pat. They don't know about, you know what I'm saying, DJ Ready Red. They don't know about that shit. So it's our job to say, hey, this is what you should be listening to. Check this shit out. Fuck that bullshit. And dude's really doing his thing, man. It's Big Zach. It's the name of the song. It's called Artificial. Check this shit out, and we'll be right back at the Murder Bastard Music Show.
Everybody, this is the coal miner's daughter, and I'm going to introduce to you the one and only KC. This is my homie, my lover, my everything, from KC and the Cumshine Band, and he's going to talk about spaceships and aliens right here, right now. So listen real close. This is Asshole Records.
Coming. They wrote it down the stone. Calling his spaceship, trying to phone home at that plateau. Cause we some slaves to the new world. Nothing's out of bounds. They wanna control the whole fucking globe. Disrespect to all foes. He's my president. Neither was Bush, cause they some Muppet babies. To the establishment. Quick to rabbits. Hungry, I'm hungry. I need a can of corn, cause I'm hungry. Starve to death before
bitch.
Chego batendo no futebol, é visível o meu nível. Assassino horrível, matadinho, modo incrível. É algo indiscutível, ao invisível. Levando embora sua vida pronte da parede inflexível. Na calada com a faca, a piada te deixa furada, sua faca inflexível. A pólvora, canos e velas em cima da mesa. Se prepara a morte porque a porta tá chegando. Somos da nobreza. Filha da puta, nós somos assim. Vivemos provado de até o fim. Cativo escondo no tormento, totalmente violento. Na noite de Halloween. O macabro entrou, se liga na fita, a tortura começou. Você duvidou, se você não acreditou, fique de joelhos porque agora o mal chegou. Sua vida já não tem valor, diante do jogador, agressor, vendedor, estrangulador. Você alimentado pela carne do pecado, seguir escorrendo e trazendo dor. Área 1, 2, 1, ID, ó criminal. Psicopata brasileiro, estando marginal. Revoltado, chapado, dopado, isso já é normal. Filha da puta, faço churrasco com essa carne porque eu sou um canibal. Foda de bala, jogado na bala, trancado na sala. Minha rima tinha bala, tipo rala de frente, tira unhala. Chegou o seu final, começou o ritual. Temporal, espiritual, que me torna cada vez mais imortal. Sou vulto, culto, seu corpo vai virar tributo. Em menos de um minuto, pernas e braços, eu amputo. Nunca terá um recomeço, tive no cabeça da sua alma, eu me fortaleço. Favoreço, você vai pagar o preço no meio da neva, desapareço. Minha mente é um labirinto com milhares de passagens. Nas letras eu não minto quando transmito mensagens. Tô pouco me fudendo, se serviu a cara puxa. Quem distraçou, Sprite V. Na produção verdadeiro, sempre fazendo o dinheiro. Mas a lealdade nas ruas é o que vem primeiro. Guerrilheiro, nunca esqueço os meus parceiros. Cusão se acha ligeiro, leva um pé no traseiro. Voltei mais aprimorado, cada vez mais revoltado. Estilo a verdade, foda-se que vem fardado. Cuidado, pensamento engatilhado. Nem depois de morto vai ver o crocalado. Eu tenho um legado e ele vai ser mantido. Que o Gangsta Rap tenha alcançado todos os ouvidos. Talvez eu tenha sido muito incompreendido. Não queria ter nascido no seu mundo colorido. De um meio sangrento, tento mostrar meu talento. Na rua onde adquiri todo o conhecimento. Sempre atento, 012 eu represento. Pra vida, sempre verdadeiro ao movimento. Malandro.
Welcome. Welcome, this is your boy Psycho Nip, you know what I'm saying? And this is the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by my homeboy Prez, you know what I'm saying? The president of this shit, and I'll be the psycho in this shit.
Yo, 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 yo. Check this shit out. It's your boy Gangsta Nip, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been checking the internet, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. There's been a lot of motherfucking rumors about who created horrorcore rap. But I call it psycho rap.
I'm coming up out the casket, I'ma get up out this motherfucker. Finna kill a crook or two. Blades coming out the casket, show them what the butchers do. Hang him on the meat rack, switch it to the beat rack. On the tour, real psychopath, I eat that. This ain't a game, homie, I done been through it. You wanna sit right there, nigga, watch me do it. I only eat brains, partner, hide your wife. Blank, pass me the 4K Reno slide tonight. Murder one, set the table, then go get the glasses. The blood coming out the jaw, slow as molasses. The king of the psych shit, believe that there. Everything we don't eat, Bushwick, leave that there. Man, I've been searching for a kid like that. Cause I might get hungry for a midnight snack. I was born like this, is how I get this done. Inside my psych mind is where I get this from. One, and it comes to two, to the three and four. Five dead bodies on the floor. Six, seven, to the eight, to the nine and ten. Need a big pot to put them in. Now stir that bitch with a spoon for leverage. The culinary arts, body, food, and beverage. Your ass better run, cause you live it in fear. On a horse with no head like Power and Beer. Jordan on a fast break, look at his vertical. I never carry guns, all my weapons are surgical. Deep game, that's the reason the rats ran. From chest x-rays, MRIs, and CAT scans. I got a sinister memory, real life flesh eater, plus a sucker for chemistry. Yes. Since the day I was born in the world to uphold horrorcore, I was sworn in. The best I possess, psychotic energy, imagination full of murder and graphic imagery. Anytime you want a battle, then come and see me. Horrible
scenes that you deadly for TV. Y'all done pissed me off, you shouldn't have got me started. Resurrect the worst killers and the dearly departed. You're not from South Park, let's get this clear. Cause we don't eat meat, we eat humans here. Step into the mind state of UFOs. Are we alone in the galaxy? No one knows. Area 51 makes me leery, but the evidence don't support astronomers' theory. So I pose a question of facts and fiction, a photographic memory of that depiction of life on another planet other than ours, or plants from another world other than flowers. You horrorcore rappers, kneel before me, slice your wrist, let your blood spill before me. Before it hits the ground, I'll be there to catch each drop, nigga, y'all beware. You better run fast when you hear a gun blast. Connect your brain cells, then I hook it to Comcast and watch SportsCenter, cause I'm willing and able. Confess to the laws I've been stealing cage. You hated hardcore, nigga, step in the fire. We hang from a wire, we up in the dryer. Surrounded by dark thoughts is my desire. Add two cups of bleach, we'll see who's the liar. While I start to drink, you'll start to expire. Your head starts to swell about as big as a tire. I might let you slide if you call me sire. Now get off my motherfucking Oscar Mayer. Horror movie rap, I created this shit. Then these fake ass rappers duplicated this shit. Then these other motherfuckers imitated this shit. Bitch made record companies integrated this shit. Now I'm about to take revenge like a sniper, nigga. Body parts type of windshield wipers, nigga. I accept credit cards, bring them visas with ya. Only way I lose a battle, you bring Jesus with ya.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, prove it to me if you created this shit, but I doubt that you can, motherfucker.
Damn. Rap game ain't the same no more.
Ever since I stepped in the game, you can tell I'm stressed in the brain. Now I'm on a mission to murder these lanes and leave them all left in the flames. I give them a chest for the pain, by the way that I'm checking these lanes. I cannot contain the anger that's flowing within me, a chest in my veins. My mind's fried and jaded, cause I'm high and faded. My eyes dilated, turn of the tide, I awaited. With rhymes I paraded, yes I am glad I hated. All of the rappers I hear on the radio, if they died, I'm elated. I come from a place where it's dark and the blink fades. When commercial rappers fall off, we just sing praise. Chop them with the sling blade, show my sickening ways. I am from the underground, that is why I seem crazed. Bitch in the fit, in the back of my mischievous shit. But there is a twist in his dick, because I've been gifted with fit. I'm putting my fist in the lips of whack rappers trying to act vain. Cause nowadays something's wrong with the rap game. Here's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, tight to show and camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. Midwest Titan, been blessed, writing. Got the swag and the hook, interest heightens. I'm coming for your neck, my teeth are in flesh, biting. I am not for right to mix with tin stress, liking. Frightened is how I leave them, they wish they could kill me. Y'all might ride dirty, but I'm gooder and I'm filthy. I am on my A game, motherfucker, Lil B. The verdict for your homosexuality is guilty. Fag, all you skinny jean rappers claim it's swag. I'ma kill them all for the ball, hit them all with them extra mags. Y'all got the rap game looking sickly while we be kissing, baby. I'ma go holler at Nicky. These cats are not rappers, just some gimmicks and some goofy hoes. Lost boys walking around in tights like they Rufio. Rapping with a moody flow, stay up out the studio. Put down the microphone and stick to playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Here's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, tight to show and camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. I'm a have not, and my family is rock solid. Fans pay attention and they listen to us drop knowledge. All about my business, I stay on it, I do not stall it. Leave these wannabe rappers crying like they got college. Y'all are just a piece of your teeth in half. Y'all think it sound funnier than Wiz Khalifa's laugh. The game is being blinded, now it's time to see the light. I cannot respect a man who walks around in zebra tights. Now I got these rappers walking on a thin sheet of ice. When they fall through, cats with talent will be eating right. I'm coming at you like a missile and it has to blow it. Fuck a scamming ass rapper like that bitch Pastor Troy. We're rapping like you tough pussy, sick of love ballads. You exposed your bummy bitch ass on Judge Alex. You scared me too, then you took me for the fin. Yes, you grew that beard and try to hide the pussy on your chin. You're a coward, you can't even handle business like a man. So you steal from struggling artists for some riches in your hand. But I ain't tripping, what goes around comes around. So shame on you for stealing from the underground, bitch.
Yeah, it's time to take the rap game back to how it used to be. Back to that same, back when it was about lyricism. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers had something to say. What fuck this bullshit that you hear on the radio all the time. All this bandwagon ass shit. One person gets famous off some bullshit and then everybody else tries to copy it. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of goofy ass looking clones and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get back to that real shit. Welcome to the antidote. Yeah.
Another one's gotta go down. Man. I kinda saw this one coming though. Cause this dude was on some selfish shit.
Political assassin, nigga, you ass kissing your ass. Come up, listen up your mouth so I can piss in your voice.
I wanna
box.
Piss in your mouth.
Make you gurgle that urine to match your
intimidate.
I feel fried like a bitty bitch. Starting like an auditory.
I play Atari.
Under the sea with quality like Calamari for reasons.
Like Calamari.
You got questions for you, kid. Are you political or just a little pile of shit?
Suck my dick.
Never mind, you just might do it. You crying to my family.
Talking about sucking dick.
Crying to my fam that you just lost five racks. Crying to my fam.
Please write back, Jarvis. Please write back.
I get on my hands and knees is what you said. A kickboxer sounds like a proper push for head.
Man, talking about asking for Reed to give you head. Talking gay shit, man. What the fuck is download? You talking about download? That's download right there, motherfucker. Man, not for you. Your UGS card got revoked, bitch. Yeah, what does that make you, Jarvis? Same fucking shit. Same fucking shit political dude you wanted to do and do it too. You ain't about unity, you all about one thing, that's yourself. That's why you ain't in this fucking movement no more. I'm sick of motherfuckers like you. Do what you gotta do, come out with your little Jarvis Angels. What the fuck is that shit? Calling my house, disrespecting me on the phone, trying to taint my fucking legacy. Fuck you, bitch, this is from me to you. Fuck you. Just like I told you on the phone last night. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Like rock, moderate. If you wanna fight back, motherfucker, go ahead. Fuck around and come up short like a midget with no legs. Come to the side, you can't get past us. Stop lying, turnkey, shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah.
You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'm a trier. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'm a trier. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya.
Yeah, that was Liar, produced by Layback, EMT, none other than the Bad Black. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely one of my favorite songs as of late. But yeah, man, you know, you might have heard a few things during the show about issues within the camp. And, you know, just like with anything, you know, every few months it seems like we lose a member. But that's cool. That's cool because, you know what I'm saying, for every member we lose, we gained 5, 6, 7, maybe 10. You know what I'm saying? Look who we gained. Gangster Pat, man. We gained him today. A fucking another legend to add to the list. So I ain't tripping off the non-contributors or the selfish people or the ones that are just in it for themselves that don't fully understand what UGS is about. I'm not tripping on that shit. You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying, proud and definitely honored to have, you know what I'm saying, real motherfuckers with us. You know, shout out to everybody at Layback, DJ Villain, you know what I'm saying, much love to you, brother. Your little brother Matthew in Australia, everybody that always comes on the show, Swoop. Shit, I'm talking like it's about to be over. We still got more music. But let's get into this Dirt Tay track, man, Addict. This shit's off the chain, man. It's definitely a fucking banger, you know what I'm saying? He's got an album out right now. You need to go to his page, you know what I'm saying, and get at him and check out his new album. The Progression. Get at Dirt Tay, you know what I'm saying? Go to his MySpace page, which is, shit, let me find it. Hold on. I got his website. Just go to UGSforlife.com. His website's in that motherfucker. Go to UGSforlife.com. Click on the links. Hit up Dirt Tay and get that motherfucking album. That shit's off the chain. But now we're going to play some Swoop stuff after we play Dirt Tay's Attic. We're going to play one of my favorite songs, Your God, you know what I'm saying, which is definitely, you know, some Church of Reality type shit. And then we'll come back right here in the Murder Master Music Show, so stick around. I've
been mad. I'm addicted to the streets and the fighting fisticuffs. Give me the wrong look and I'm tearing your ass up. Oh, look at that mad dog look on your face. Are you really that hard? Would you give me a taste? Put your hands up and you'll get properly laced. Wake up in the ER so you get properly braced. The doctor said it's internal bleeding. Call his mama, she can start to breathe. His boy's trying to hit me with retaliation. I told him where I'm at, better have some patience. The ultimate victories when they think they can pick on me. Got three of them hitting me, back to the wall, they ain't getting me. I'm swinging, I got blows to the front of they nose. Fuck home back, my anger just grows. Kicking your face, dog, I'm wearing cell toes. I pull the weight, cause our shirt say roll.
I can't fight past.
Bitches that look fighting, crowds that like fighting. Speaking the truth, and even if they don't like it, inciting violent riots, fuck the right to remain silent. I'm an advocate of injustice, insane as I bust this. Deranged, don't interrupt this, and dope like controlled substance. They Hitchcock to hip hop, never gonna stop shop. Leaving critics and cynics to depict the salt and gridlock. A sick motherfucker that be rolling with strange music. A decade in the game, bitch, ask me how I do this. Addicted to the blues, spitting knowledge to the youth. Never stop until they shoot. Conspiracy to know the truth. From the Midwest to Northwest, Southwest to all sets, we gotta stick together no matter what they divide now. Now here's a little piece of knowledge that you can't ignore. 2011, we're the ones that we've been waiting for.
I can't fight past my addict craze.
Father, forgive me, I don't know what I'm doing. Self-medicating, drinking, cause my thoughts are in ruin. I'm my own worst critic, nothing's worth a pursuing. Feeling like I'm gonna die, tell me what would you doing? If I'm walking in my shoes, you can have my mind. Couldn't take it every day, it's like Columbine. No escaping if you try, just never fall behind. And ain't shit to take it back, cause there's no rewind. Man, fuck a fine wine, it gets worse with time. So I drink on JD while I clutch my nine. I was looking just in case they trying to rush behind. Guess I'm addicted to only thinking of my worst time. So I get on one knee trying to pray for help. Been on the devil's playground, I'm all by myself. So I'm staying fucked up trying to chase this wealth. Cause I'm addicted to this life that we live in hell.
I can't bypass my addict craves that I'm in.
That's one of my favorites right there. We got a few more callers. Shit, Mac Jaser from your neck of the woods, man. We got some 314s up in here. St. Louis.
What do you
do? What's up, man? Who is this?
It's Rich.
This who?
It's Rich.
I can't hear you, brother. Can you speak up?
It's Rich, Mac Jaser.
Hello? Lost that caller. Call back in. If you can hear me, call back in, man. We'll chop it up. Let's put another one out here. Hey, Mac.
What up, man?
Yeah, you hear who that was? I couldn't make out that dude.
I think it was my little nephew. He might have been calling. He just started texting me, talking about he was listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Tell him to call back in, man, if you can. I couldn't hear him. Let's see who else we got from the loop. We got someone else in from, they just dropped call, too.
Yeah, man, it's kind of staticky outside tonight, man. I don't know what's going on.
It's that fucking LRAD thing that they shoot at you, that sonar wave shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers know you're part of UGS, they be fucking with you.
Right, I'm about to say they know we streaming, fuck the Illuminati, so, you know, so I'm peeking out the window right now and shit.
Yeah, they got those little mosquitoes and shit that they made. They're flying around, attacking people and shit.
Shit is getting crazy, man. Hey, but I wanted to say, man, fuck that fool Jarvis too, man. If he on some bullshit, fuck him, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is what it is, man. Unfortunately, we lose brothers along the way and to some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. We got real motherfuckers like you on the squad, so, you know, we just got to, my philosophy is this, like what happened with Mario, man. When people, you know, when you're in a fucking family and people, you know, want to start trouble with other members of the family, you got to say, hey, man, what's going on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he took it as I was trying to be dude's father figure or some shit. And it's like, come on, man. Fuck that
right.
shit. We don't need that dumb shit. We got a much bigger enemy, you know what I'm saying, to go up against. And that's on some real shit for our lives. Our families are involved. Our kids are involved. You know what I'm saying? And we got to worry about that and this industry. We got to worry about this industry. We don't need no internal problems. So whenever someone gives internal bullshit, man, they got to go out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can get the fuck away from us with that shit, man, because we ain't got time for that. I can't wait to do this show with Six here in a minute, though. I'm excited about
that. Man, I'm looking forward to that shit. I'm looking forward to that shit because I know the format is sick, man. I don't want to go into it too much because, you know, I want you guys to – I don't want to give away what you guys are doing. But, man, I'll just put it to you this way. You guys are coming back, you know, stronger than ever. And I'm glad you're a part of it, too. I'm definitely glad you're a part of it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to give a shout-out to Six, man, for, you know, thinking to even ask me or offer me the opportunity to do something, man, because I'm with it, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's only natural, man. It ain't a Murder Master Music show or a Fuck You Bitch show if Mag J ain't on that motherfucker, man. Might as well just scrap it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's only natural that it happened, man. You know, so shout out to the Brother Six. But, here go that 314 number, man. Let's see, here we go again. Hey, what's up, homie? You hear me?
Yeah, what you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, brother, can you speak
man,
up a little
man,
bit?
Man, if that's you, if that's you, man, you got to get off the speakerphone or something, man. Man, we can't even hear you, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to, I'm saying, get closer to the phone or something. We'll definitely get back. Who's that, your cousin?
Yeah, it might have been my little nephew, man.
Oh, that's your nephew? What's up, man? Thanks for, checking out the show and calling in. Sorry we had a bad connection, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't listen to your nephew. But we're going to get back off into some music, Mac. Is there anything you want to say, man? Anything you want to shout out?
I want to give a shout out to the whole UGS, Swoop, Mac Mizzle, you know what I'm saying? Can't leave out my boy Bad One, the Black One, you know what I'm saying? And Gangsta Pat for coming on, and everybody that's representing the UGS, man, because it's growing every day. And special shout out to Matt, because that boy be posting and be tagging his ass off, dog. I wish he stayed over here in the States, man, for real.
Yeah, I do too, man. We definitely got to figure out a way to kick it with that brother. And being that we're all spread out across the fucking world, at some point, sometime, there's got to be a center point where we can all meet the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just kick it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hopefully that'll happen here in the near future. You know, I look forward to meeting all you guys, man, and, you know, smoking the fuck out and, you know, have Six beat bitches with sticks and, you know, whatever the fuck.
Turn heads into fucking meatloaf and shit like that.
Yeah, make a meatloaf out of bitch. You know, so, We definitely got to do that. But I'm going to get off into some more music, man. But as always, brother, thanks for calling in the show, man. Like I said, it ain't a show without you, man, for real.
No doubt. Thanks, Fred. You know, it's UGS for life with me, man.
Yeah, UGS for life, for sure, definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's the brother right there. Yo, I want to give a couple more shout-outs. Everybody working on the Gangsta Crow project, the Free Gangsta Crow mixtape. You know, of course, Jerry, you know what I'm saying? He's mastering the project. Six with the artwork. Everybody that gave drops, man. There's a lot of you guys, too many to name. Man, much love and appreciation. Got to say what's up to, you know what I'm saying, Mac Mizzle. Of course, you know what I'm saying, Swoop. My homegirl Rebecca Gomez, I want to give you a special shout out because you always uplift me, you know what I'm saying, and your words of encouragement make me see my relevancy in the game, and I really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying. Sinister Lord out of France, man, you be bombing my wall with all kinds of fucking reviews that I've done and interviews and you know, that really uplifts me too, man, because again, man, you know, just hit recently had a motherfucker tell me pretty much that, you know, my 15 some odd years in the game wasn't shit, and you know, considering the source where it was coming from, it didn't really affect me. But then at the end of the day, you start to say, like, you know what, man, how dare anybody, especially on a level that's like fucking that non-existent, try to desecrate what I've done, because I haven't. It's not like I put out records or anything like that. I help people. That's what I do. That's what I've done all my fucking career, is help people. So how the hell are you going to hate on somebody who spent half his life helping others? So, you know, fuck you for that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you for that. But let's get off into some goddamn music. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet by any means, man. This I want to dedicate this next song to the police. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate what you're doing, protecting the, you know, protecting and serving fucking yourselves, I guess, I don't know. But Gangster Pat got a special song for y'all. Check it out.
Open up, this is Sheriff Jack Horn. Open up, I'm coming in. Who's that knocking at my door? Narcotics, break out artillery, hide the motherfucking potters. When they bust me in, then I'ma stop busting their ass, blowing the weak motherfuckers in the past, cause I'm tired. Motherfuckers don't faze me, they must be crazy. Bustin' in a nigga house, making much racket. I kill a motherfucker in a Metro jacket in a minute. Shoot his ass down to the concrete. That's what he give up being wanted. Police motherfucker, trying to be a hero. You read in the paper, knock shot by a Negro. But see, I'm a gangster, and I don't play that shit. Especially when it comes to making a hit. And once the money involved, you see a 9mm get my problem solved. Cause I ain't got time to be locked up. Locked up. Motherfucking substance that's rocked up. Locked up. Cause if I get caught, it's for keys and blocks. But a crazy motherfucker like me is shooting on knocks. Oh boy, look at that. You're a gun fight with a police department. You know what I'm saying? You know how serious that is? Those are real guns you're dealing with. Those are real bullets flying past you. Real helicopters flying over. Man, you gotta think about what you're doing, man. Cause if you wasn't ever in the game, you wouldn't be in the position in the first place. Think about what you got yourself. So this could be the end of your life right now. The crazy motherfucker trying to stop crack. Bringing they ass on a rock track, dressed like a junkie, but image they stuck to.
Hey man, nigga, you know who's selling rock?
Hell no, fuck you with 357. Who put that disease? The nigga can't have shit for the motherfucker police. They see a brother jumped up, they stop and stare. Narcotics need to set they ass down somewhere, cause they're the ones bringing dope in. There's no doubt, it's just their plan to wipe the black man out. But I shoot one of the motherfuckers down to their death. Black narcotic making a fool of himself.
Fool.
Thinking that he's doing white, working for the enemy. No black brother with a badge is a friend of me. The Nazi rolling through the hood. Looking, urging to catch a young motherfucker serving. When I ride past him, I sit up tall. Jump and grab squad, tried to get me, but I shot them all. Trying to arrest me and plant some rocks. A crazy motherfucker like that is shooting on knock.
Yeah, what's up, man? I just got out the pillow phone, man. I just did 3 calendars.
Shut up.
Yeah, man. Landed with some Buffalo niggas, man. You know how that is.
Jack,
I'm telling you, man. I had got Jack Owen them got me, man. Drop and grab, man.
Yeah, that's
caught me missing, man. Somebody had snitched on me, man. Some fool, man. Sitting in the back of the van, man. It's 30 ain't fool, man. The fool shits on me. Straight up.
The one thing in this country niggas have to put up with is cops. The one thing in this country niggas have to put up with is cops.
As always, a little bit of technical difficulties. Another free month. Amy at Blog Talk, I know you hear this. Going to need another free month. So, you know, make that shit happen. And matter of fact, pay me to do this. Because, you know, I think all females should pay men to perform. Shit, sound like Six there for a second, man. Six, what do you think of that shit? What do you think of these blog talk bitches?
I put you in a smart business suit on, don't you, Amy? Huh? No smart business suit. You go home thinking you're the shit. You need a good finger inside of you, maybe four of them.
Oh, shit. There we go,
Amy.
There we go. Here we go.
I have problems with my blog. That's why I don't say the same for my Amy, because I have some issues with my show. I was making calls and I was stuck on a fucking console, Amy. So you figure that shit out, sweetheart, and then get back to me with some fucking money, sweetie. You fucking sweet piece of gash walking over there. Ain't nothing but a business flip. That's all she is. A business flip. A fucking manila envelope. Wait for something to get put inside of it.
And we don't even know you.
Let me give you some advice, sweetie. Would it hurt you to dress any more sexier or maybe show off some cleavage? Because you might go further, sweet cheeks. Think about it. Business suit. No one cares about that. Your dumb blouse.
Thanks for the support right there, man. I needed it. Amy was fucking with me. And,
for sure. Fuck Amy. I'll go down there and fucking fall gagger. And she took a fucking 14-inch dildo inside of me, a fucking handle at the end of it.
The number one killer bitch I had to get on the show, man, to, you know, kill that bitch for a few minutes. But, shit, so what's going on, man? Let's let everybody know, man. We already know Fuck You Bitch is coming on the radio. When do you guys plan on showing up?
Oh, man, shit. Maybe next week, maybe the week after. We definitely coming back soon-ish. It's coming, though. We got segments planned up, and we got a lot of shit that y'all gonna want to get into. You want sports, entertainment talk, you want to call in and let me diagnose your syndrome because you're a sick female with a condition of you know, your feminist attitude. You need a cure of you. Call in, we'll take care of you. I'm like a doctor. You come over, I'll put you on a little table over there, spread your legs with the thing, and I stick my hand inside of you and see how you feel, and I'll tell you what it is after I get smell of it.
Make her do some Kegel exercises or just send a bitch home?
No, I'm going to put my hand inside and see if she can grip my whole hand. If you can grip my whole hand and shake it, I can shake your hand or, you know, shake my hand with this shit.
What if you lose your hand, though? What if it bites? What if it bites and then you got a stump?
That's why you have the good other hand hovering over it ever so gently as a reminder. If you fuck up, it's going to fall down on you like the handle of God, bitch.
Because I heard some of them things have teeth.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking awful. It's just like that anti-rape shit they got in Africa. The brothers and I putting on these little condom things with fangs in them.
Well, no, it's like those. It's like those fucking people that have those 300-pound tumors and they got hair and teeth in them and shit. You never know, man. What kind of snatch has that razor sharp shark teeth, man? That'd be sharp.
You wonder about those people. Like, you know, they have teeth and hair in them. They probably got like three pussies and a couple of ball sacks in them, too, but they just don't talk about it. It's just really disturbing to even mention.
It's
those people are freaks of nature. Jesus Christ. You know, if one thing the ancient civilization had, right, is that you should get rid of these fucking freaks at birth. So, yeah, maybe we should start chunking them in a goddamn river hole so there'll be a fucking ocean or like the Grand Canyon be full of dead, disfigured, retard babies robbing their pet future. And then together we can build a more perfect America with stronger, able Americans, not a bunch of putrid freaks, you know, looking like a bunch of just dead imbeciles that we just fill the landfills with.
The last 60 seconds of what you just said is a cross between Brotherly Song and Big Fucking Lurch. Great shit. Great shit.
Yeah,
Dick.
Lurch has big bulging eyes and Pete Lowe's hair cut in the ditch. Delicious. All dead, useless people.
Well, all right. We'll be looking for K-Fuck You Bitch coming real soon.
BGS
Radio.
Shout out to my co-hosts too, man. Shout out to my co-hosts, Velvet Rose and Mac J. We're doing it every fucking Saturday, 7 p.m., to whenever I feel like cutting this off, because you motherfuckers still ain't shit. And that's why you tuning in, because you know you ain't shit, and I'm still better than you.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Six, be easy, brother.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure.
Yeah, man, that's the homie Six, man. I've been knowing that cat for a solid 10. Real good dude, man. Stand-up guy. And no one else hits a bitch in the head with a baseball bat quite like him, so... But speaking of which, I saw a great video the other day. Some guy was kicking his broad in the head, and I immediately thought of Six. Like, man, you got to see this, man. Look at this shit. And as soon as he saw it, I just, you know, he typed out, ha, 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 ha. I mean, he knows what it is. These bitches need to be kicked in the head. That's why I asked Gangster Pat, man, if he had a gentle pimp hand or if it was brutal. You know, I was a fool for asking that question, but... Man, it was fun to have Pat on the show, for real, man. That dude is a fucking legend. He was with us for almost a fucking hour. I'm working on some big things, man. I got some big guests coming up in the future. We got a return visit from K. Reno, who's going to debut some tracks off his new album, 80 Minute Eternity, which is just fucking phenomenal. He sent it to me. You know, being a music journalist, I get to hear some shit in advance. That's one of the perks, you know, because definitely ain't the money. Because it's non-existent. So all you motherfuckers out there that want to write and you know, be a music journalist for money purposes, man, that's the wrong thing to get involved in. You better start you know, being Rocky Balboa, go breaking legs on the dock. You get better money that way. But yeah, let's hear what this caller has to say.
Hey, yo, check this out, nigga. This is Big Ol' Icy, a.k.a. Iceberg. You need to check out Underground Society, a.k.a. Fuck the Illuminati. It's the number one compilation on Earth, bitch. Act like you know. Get some fucking knowledge, man. Listen to this. Stop listening to all that pop bullshit.
Bullshit!
Make a sucker believer. Yeah, me and my street sweeper. Make a sucker believer. Yeah, see, I hold it in my left hand. Know that motherfucker with my right. Jack it off one time for the money once more when I got him inside. Fuck all that bragging with that half rap. Exactly what I'm laughing at. Black Silver ain't having that. Mac in they habitat. Maximize. I collapse guys. Crews get capsized. Flatline. Close his eyes. Hope he got baptized. Overdosing on that okie doke. So they hustle be on that downslope. Zoom in like a telescope. Game still like an envelope. Make a nigga walk that tightrope. Have him thinking I read his horoscope. Give me that cash. You a believer. I know he see the streets. We some push on. Counting stacks. Maximize. Get relaxed. With my chopper always. We showstoppers for the day. Crime pays. Been that way. Crime pays in a different way. More money. That's my word. With the big homie Iceberg. Make a sucker believer. Yeah, me and my street sweeper. Make a sucker believer. Yeah, see, I hold it in my left hand. Load that motherfucker with my ride. Jack it off one time for the money once more when I got him inside.
I got a street sweeper, 12 gauge barrel clip. Wanna see the streets clean, nigga, just set trip. Butterfly in front of my gun, twisted up with spring loaded. Fill my shells with nickels and dimes, watch your chest get exploded. I can't pack it, too big to hide. I bring it out when we ready to ride. It keeps shooting, no pump, just click clack. You gotta hold it steady, it really kicks back. It's very ugly, no chrome, kinda burnt brown. It don't matter, you won't see it when you lay down. No way to silence it, where the violence is. Iceberg, nigga, I'll sweep your wife and kids.
Sweeper, make a sucker believer. Yeah, me and my
street sweeper. Make a sucker a believer. Yeah, see, I hold it in my left hand. Know that motherfucker with my ride. Jack it off one time for the money once more when I got him inside.
But the missiles are heat seeker. Dust the block off ice, return the grim reaper. Hit your finger scratch, watch the trunk unlatch. Barrel fork out, you catch a bad back. One time trick a happy, still no love. Niggas get thirsty, so we push and shove. Wait, oh now you wanna be famous. Splash, all over the front page news.
Make a sucker believer. Yeah, leave my street sweeper. Make a sucker believer. Yeah, see, I hold it in my left hand. Know that motherfucker with my ride. Jack it off one time for the money once more when I got him inside.
Are you bored with bungee jumping, skydiving, and fast cars? Looking to take it to the next level? Introducing ExtremeKidnapping.com, the most controversial new form of extreme entertainment specializing in creating the most realistic kidnapping scenarios around. Customize your very own kidnapping and have full input on the design. How hardcore do you want it? Do you have what it takes? Then contact ExtremeKidnapping.com today for your free, no-obligation consultation. The possibilities are endless if you're without fear. ExtremeKidnapping.com.
Time for your kidnapping!
It's the experience of a lifetime!
We're the same way. You and me, we're not even the same species. I used to be you, then I evolved. From where you're standing, you're
hey,
a man.
Back
from where I'm standing,
what's up, homie?
You're an ape.
FTI Canada, much love.
You're not even an ape, you're a medium.
Fuck you, fuck you, they got problems.
Medium, like man. Murder? It's pure.
Listen to sacrifice, your boy. Nothing nice. Cut you up twice. That's a spice. Thought about it more than twice. Meditated, cold as ice. Stomp down or across. Be a witness to this crucifix. Go with me to hell, bitch. Be the evil witch. The is the one that eats flesh. You shoot me your soul. And you wish you'd be reborn with your last breath. But this right here is hell, bitch. I thought you knew, I thought you do. Fucking whip this flick, whip this groovy. Murder you, we kill it through and through. Fuck them boys of blue, they can get it too. The number one rule, fuck the rule. Ain't nobody straight, ain't nobody cool. Look out for yourself, fuck everybody and anybody else. 6.3 to your city, I got the merch. Anyway, murders on the menu. Illuminati, no remorse, no pity. All this gets a posse.
Before too, didn't he?
I'm a role model though.
Your pop never did nothing but smoke with me. That's it.
He never fucked with that old bullshit. So give me my motherfucking props and don't slap me when I'm blunted like a motherfucker.
Understand me, cause I'm giving everything I got to go on the video, but I'm anywhere.
get up on my throne, let these lame ass rappers get a taste of what the motherfucking game been missing. My ambition got me straight, going charged, let them know I'm way off into a whole nother zone. When it's all said and done, I'ma still be standing at the thickest individual you niggas ever saw. Laying on the lawn, with a nigga wood, try to jaw two shots, I leave them laying on the floor. I represent the goal, when niggas wanna fit up in the crib, ski mask, pulling off, get go. I'm going all out, better yet I'm going in. When my seeds in the sky, city bitches come and bury me, and this is the paper, because a nigga gotta get it, can't nobody hold me down. No smashing and crossing everything you put in my path. I am the prince of Chicago and I am the best at what I do, but you don't know how. What from a nobody scratching the car on my way up to the top, but now that I'm here with all my might, I'm gon' fight, get a game life, and bitch this real shit. Bitch, I'm all about my paper. Stand the bus and they hate us, they better pay kind, yeah, you just got it.
Gangster Pat coming on the show. Everybody that called in, everybody that supports the movement, UGSforlife.com. Anybody need, graphics, promotion, audio work, you know what we do, hit us up. We ain't no fucking rookies in this shit. We've been in it for a while. We got track records, proven track records, you know what I'm saying? So you see what we do. You see the people we get involved with our shit. You know what I'm saying? Other motherfuckers want to say, oh, yeah, we're on some bullshit, this, this, and that. But I believe in actions speak louder than words, and work speaks for itself. So if you can see something, visualize and materialize, you have to believe it because, you know what I'm saying, we're not selling wolf tickets around here. That's for them lames. That's what they do. know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm the baddest, I'm this, I'm that. No, we ain't about that shit. We do what we say we do, and that's what it is. So keep fucking with the movement, you know what I'm saying? Definitely want to send a shout-out to Melissa Frey, you know what I'm saying, homegirl locked up. We just interviewed her for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get her on some radio shows, so keep your head up, man. You're locked up. And I'm about to be booted off the air, so I'll see you Sunday with, you know what I'm saying, legendary Kate Reno and maybe somebody else. Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com.